Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Irrepressible, The Jazz Age Life of Henrietta Bingham, by Emily Bingham. Narrated by Christina Delane. Prologue. Herein lieth hid a creature. The surest way to make a child curious about an ancestor is never to discuss her. And when it came to Henrietta Bingham, my great-aunt with the most great-aunt-like name, there was much to be curious about. Born in 1901, she came of age amid tragedy and enormous wealth, and spent much of her 20s and 30s ripping through the jazz age like a character in an F. Scott Fitzgerald novel. There were parties, music, great quantities of alcohol, and, on both sides of the Atlantic, lovers. Lots of them, men and women, but far more women than men. In Henrietta's time, that took courage. Later there would be mental breakdowns, scandals, and a decline no one talked about. Within our family, charity meant silence when it came to Henrietta. Long ago forebearers who defy propriety and cause wringing of hands can feel as thrilling and dramatic as fairy tale figures. But even for those who knew Henrietta, she was an almost magical physical presence with a muse-like influence, an irresistible way of being with others. They talked about her eyes. People had never seen eyes like Henrietta's, purple eyes with tangled lashes. In the absence of color photographs, their arresting hue would be lost to history.